This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight,
once I say it, it cannot be unsaid.
Naomi Judd's suicide. Daughter Ashley on the moment she found her.
I was at the house visiting. Mother used a firearm.
Then, Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde's romantic vacay, Kelly Osbourne's baby on the way, and Adele moves in with her man into Sly Stallone's mansion.
Can you imagine?
Then, meet Detective Timberlake.
Yeah, all right now.
Jessica Biel on starring alongside Justin.
It was actually so fun to play adversaries.
And
ain't no party like a Diddy party.
The music mogul gives E.T. a sneak peek at his Billboard Awards hosting gig and new album plans.
E.T. starts right now.
12 days after the shocking loss of Naomi Judd, her daughter Ashley reveals the tragic way the country legend took her own life. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, just utter devastation and heartbreak as a grieving Ashley recalls her mother's final hours.
I've thought about this so much because once I say it, it cannot be unsaid. I will share with you that she used a weapon. Mother used a firearm. I discovered her. I have both grief and trauma from discovering her.
Ashley told GMA she wanted to share the tragic details of her mother's suicide before they became public in an autopsy report.
If we don't say it, someone else is going to. Our mother couldn't hang on until she was inducted into the Hall of Fame by her peers. I mean, that is the level of catastrophe of what was going on inside of her, because the barrier between the regard in which they held her couldn't penetrate into her heart.
I'm as lonesome as can be.
She was a star. She was an underrated songwriter. And she was someone who suffered from mental illness.
There's some nights I'm just sort of hanging on by my fingernails, you know.
I have an awful lot of insecurities.
Naomi was candid with E.T. about her struggles. She battled treatment-resistant depression, had stints in psychiatric hospitals, and told us about one winter morning while raising Winona and Ashley as a single mom when she considered suicide.
I came home from work one day, a bitter, frigid, cold January day. There's no wood. Then I go in the kitchen, and there's a note saying we're out of food. I felt so worthless. The pipes had frozen. Tears won't even come. I'd look up the little medicine cabinet and I thought, there's pills and razors and that my kids are everything in the world to me.
The future isn't what it used to be.
Ashley shared a letter written by Winona.
We have each other and I'm grateful we're connected as we walk together through this storm. I just can't believe she's gone.
Love can build a bridge.
E.T. was there for the Judd's final performance 1 month ago at the CMT Music Awards.
My mother knew that she was seen and she was heard in her anguish, and that she was walked home. She was walked home.
Oh, my heart just breaks for that family. All right, let's move on now to Hollywood baby news and big congrats for Kelly Osbourne. The happy mama-to-be broke the news on Instagram, showing these ultrasound images with the caption, quote, "To say that I am happy does not quite cut it. I am ecstatic."
Do you want to be a mom one day?
Yes, I do want to be a mother.
Yeah.
Even though there is no right time to have a kid, it happens when it happens.
3 months ago, the 37-year-old announced a new relationship with Slipknot rocker Sid Wilson. The two had been in the friend zone for 23 years. Now, Kelly calls him her, quote, soulmate. And things are still going strong for Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. In this world, it's just us. The two were photographed in Italy on a romantic getaway where they stopped to talk with fans. Our ET source says, quote, they're well past the crush and infatuation phase and are solid partners. They're the real deal. Watermelon sugar. This is the first sighting of Olivia since that wild CinemaCon moment when she was served custody papers from ex Jason Sudeikis while presenting her and Harry's film, Don't Worry, Darling, on stage.
Boys and their toys.
You and me.
And in 4 days, these famous exes, Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard, are back in court. Monday morning, Amber continues her testimony. We're also hearing Johnny could be called back on the stand to be cross-examined by Amber's team.
Very strange when one day you're Cinderella, so to speak, and then in 0.6 seconds you're Quasimodo.
There's speculation that Johnny's ex, Kate Moss, is also on the witness list. They were together for 4 years, and Amber claims she heard from two people that Johnny pushed the supermodel down a flight of stairs back in the 90s. Johnny's team denies that.
Okay, can we talk Diddy? You know, it's been a minute since he dropped new music, but guess what, y'all? It's coming. But first, Diddy is hosting and executive producing this Sunday's Billboard Music Awards. And I'm bigger than the city lights down
in Times Square. Yeah, yeah. We know ain't no party like a Diddy party.
None.
Silksonic's performing, Megan Thee Stallion, Ed Sheeran, Morgan Wallen. I'ma need some whiskey glasses. We gonna have a battle.
What?
Yeah! We got some of the greatest performers in the world.
Yep.
I'm rating the performances. Could we bring some of Megan the Band Diddy in there?
The strong will survive, the weak shall perish. Let's go.
Diddy promises a night of surprises when the Billboard Music Awards air Sunday on NBC live from Vegas. Mary J. Blige is being honored with the Icon Award.
That's my sister. That's the first artist that believed in me. And so everything to come full circle. This is truly, truly a full circle moment.
Yeah, you want to talk full circle? E.T. first met a 26-year-old Puffy at the award show in 1995. He had just started his first record label.
Do you remember your first Billboard Award? You were with Biggie.
Oh, it's a great thing to be recognized. We're young and, you know, young and black, and we're just doing it. And I'm proud of him, and I'm proud of the company. It's a beautiful thing, and I thank God for it.
Yo, I'm so blessed.
What do you remember about that night?
That's the first award we had ever got. So that was such an important night. We was coming from nothing.
More than 25 years later, the mogul is worth an estimated $900 million thanks to his clothing line, music royalties, and several other lucrative partnerships. But now he's back in the studio and getting ready to drop his first album in 7 years.
I am returning! Yes! I am returning! I want to bring back real R&B, so I decided to start my own label, Love Records.
What would you tell the dude who showed up on the Howard University campus if you could go back right now and just whisper in his ear?
Yeah, I would be whispering what I was whispering in his ear then, is that you're going to do it.
Yeah.
You're going to do it. But I would go back and say, yo, we did it. Just want to let you know, we did it. Can't nobody hold
me down. I don't think we give Diddy his flowers enough.
What do you mean? It's love. We spread love.
He does it all. He does it all.
Yes, he does. Now let's get to a star that's rolling in the deep, Adele. Up first in tonight's Know & Tell Real Estate Edition, Adele's Rocky Home Purchase. Go easy on me, baby. Oh, Sly Stallone did go easy on Adele, chopping almost half the original $110 million list price to $58 million for his massive Beverly Hills mansion. 6 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms, one large enough to fit a couch, a theater, a gym, and sunlit bar. Yeah, Sly's contemporary Mediterranean estate has it all, including a Rocky-designed office and this statue by the infinity pool. At 3.5 acres, there's room for Adele and boyfriend of 10 months, Rich Paul, to spread out and maybe add to the family.
I want a baby next year. I'm not great. I have plans
next year. I have not. Imagine if I had to cancel shows because I'm having a baby.
Meanwhile, is Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Dreet Kemsley, still trying to unload the mansion where she was held at gunpoint in that terrifying home invasion?
I'm going to die. He's going to pull the trigger and then I envisioned them killing me and then going and killing my kids.
On last night's episode, Dorit sobbed, revealing how she begged for her life during the October robbery with her two kids asleep upstairs.
Get that around. I'm going to kill you. Please, I have little babies. Please, I'm a mother. Please, I beg of you. My kids need me. Please, 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 please. My kids need me. I need you. Please. And I was begging and begging, and the other guy was going, kill her. Kill her. I said, okay, I stayed very, very calm. Take everything you want, but please don't wake up my babies. Please don't let them see you.
Her recounting what happened is just absolutely terrifying. She really, really handled herself like a pro in that moment.
Kyle's real estate broker husband, Mauricio, initially helped put Dorit and hubby PK's home on the market for $7.9 million. It's not currently listed for sale, and the intruders are still at large.
It's going to take her a long time to heal.
Finally, why did Travis Barker move near fiance Courtney long before they started dating?
Because I knew she was the love of my life. If I couldn't date her, be with her because she was with someone else, that at least I could live by her.
I've never met a better human in my life. Like the thoughtfulness and just everything.
An amazing moment.
Aww.
Speaking of neighbors, check out Kim's daughter, Northwest, all smiles with Jessica Simpson's daughter, Maxwell. The BFFs live close to each other, and with Penelope Disick in tow, the girls recently celebrated Maxie Drew's 10th birthday.
Ooh, we got the next generation of It Girls shaping up already. Okay, now let's get to the return of these big screen besties, Forrest and Janae, together again.
I know what love is.
Why Tom Hanks and Robin Wright are reuniting for the first time since Forrest Gump. Then, behind the scenes of the New Kids summer tour.
It was game on.
Then the talk meets the Amazing Race.
I think it's a way to instill camaraderie and a bonding experience. This
Until
is like
you
a...
stole the steaks off my tent.
Only E.T.'s roughing it with the hosts.
Can Bye. We bond at the Four Seasons next time?
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I'd make a good husband, Jenny.
You don't want to marry me.
28 years after Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks and Robin Wright are reuniting for the first time ever in the drama Here. It's based on the graphic novel. It'll also reunite them with their Forrest Gump director, Robert Zemeckis. Aww. It'll be released next year. They were the perfect pairing in that movie.
Dear God, make me a bird so I can fly far, far, far away.
I wish you would watch the movie more. I wish you had watched the movie more.
I love it. All right, now let's get to the team over at The Talk. They barely survived being out in the great outdoors, and only E.T.'s cameras were there to witness it all go down.
Oh, hey, you get away from my tent, Natalie.
I keep saying we need to go to Hawaii and go to a beautiful hotel.
It was suggested that this was a bonding exercise for us, but can we bond at the Four Seasons next time?
Forget glamping. The talk hosts are roughing it for real tomorrow on CBS. The Amazing Race host, Phil Kogan, is their tour guide, and he'll put these city slickers to the test.
These are people who are used to, like, being in 69 degrees in a studio where it's nice and comfortable, and suddenly they're out. You can see they look completely out of their element out here.
We're doing challenges. We already pitched tents. We have no idea what's in store.
Alliances. We need to make an alliance.
Wow!
This is turning into Big Brother.
I trust no one. I don't play games. I quit school because of recess. I don't play.
I took their phones away. We'll see if they survive the night.
How do I get my phone out of that lockbox? Ooh.
Guess what, Cheryl? You just go and take it. That's what
okay. you do. Y'all, please book Cheryl a luxury hotel room next time, please. Now let's go to Jessica Biel, bringing a little sexy back to her new show.
You're okay with that?
Justin Timberlake's big cameo, the wild way he got the role.
He goes, I want to play it. And I said, oh, yeah, great, 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 cool.
Plus, a Bridgerton casting shakeup, which star just got replaced.
I cannot marry you.
Then,
spreading joy like the unicorn of L.A.
Emmy Rossum on her transformation into L.A. icon Angeline, 3-pound fake breasts and all.
That's the only story you need to know.
Well, now we're to be late for the Queen.
Shh. Dearest reader, there is a change a-coming to the cast of Bridgerton. Yeah, the blink and you'll miss a role of Francesca Bridgerton will now be played by Anatomy of a Scandal star Hannah Dodd. She replaces Ruby Stokes. Francesca is expected to take center stage in a potential 6th season of the show. Her love story is based on the book When He Was Wicked.
Oh, what I love is we have so much more Bridgerton left. You know, we got all these
Give
love
me
stories.
All the Bridgerton.
Meanwhile, Jessica Biel and Melanie Lynskey added some sugar to their Hulu series Candy in the form of their men, their real life husbands, Justin Timberlake and Jason Ritter.
So you don't have any feelings for Mr. Gore?
Oh, only friendly ones.
Was it so much fun to be able to do a project together and to have this experience with them?
I had a lot of fun. It was great for me. It was actually so fun to play adversaries, you know? Mm-hmm. I was a little nervous and wasn't sure how I was gonna feel, but it was so comfortable and easy. And I never really knew Jason before, and it was so nice to get to know him. And the two of them have become besties, maybe?
Yeah, it's pretty cute. They take all the time.
All the time.
New besties Justin and Jason play detectives on the 80s true crime drama streaming now on Hulu. They're investigating Jessica's character, Candy, for the murder of her friend, played by Melanie. And both guys scored their roles in unconventional ways.
Gentlemen, I'm Deputy Steve Deffenbaugh.
Justin read the scripts. He said, oh, who's playing this Diffie character? And I said, oh, I don't know, probably somebody local. You know, we don't have any money left. You know, it's like that conversation. And he goes, I want to play it. And I said, oh, yeah, great, 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 cool. And he goes, no, seriously, I want to play that role. I was like, one sec. Robin!
Now, you're out of town. That is an alibi. But as a formality, I'd like to see your bank statements.
JT posted behind-the-scenes pics with Jessica saying, belly's fake, hair's fake, mustache is real. Meanwhile, Jason's facial hair is actually what secured his role.
The way it happened was on Christmas Day, I sent a picture of Jason, who was with me in Georgia while we were shooting and just kind of bored, and he'd grown this quite epic mustache. And Robin was like, oh, wow, Jason looks like he's in the 80s. And I was like, uh-huh. But then we had the idea to pair them together and have them be detectives together. And then Jason had to lose the mustache anyway, because not everybody can have. She was inspired by his 80s cool 80s fireman look.
Broke a fingernail there.
Oh.
Well, couple. Yeah.
And inspiration is what led to former Shameless star Emmy Rossum's new show.
Oh my God.
It's working.
I first saw Angeline's billboards when I was about 13 years old, driving around LA in a Hertz rental car with my mom to auditions. And I saw this image of this woman who had captivated an entire city through her image, through her billboards, who drove around in a pink Corvette, kind of spreading joy like the unicorn of LA.
That's the only story you need to know.
Streaming May 19th on Peacock, Angeline is a 5-episode limited series based on The Hollywood Reporter's investigation into the mysterious true identity of the actress, singer, model who had one goal, fame.
It was impossible to not think of the Kardashians, the famous for being famous.
Well, Angeline's kind of the original gangster when it comes to that.
Yeah.
She's the first person to raise her hand and say, I'm going to be famous for being me, not something that I do. And I think you can see her influence in all of those women who came after her.
Emmy actually got blisters from the 3-pound fake breasts she had to wear and developed tear duct issues from the contacts and heavy makeup.
Some mornings I was in the chair for 3 hours. Some mornings I was in the chair for 7 hours before I would go to work. I did keep the wigs because I just love them. And we did make an Angeline Halloween costume for my daughter for her first Halloween. And so we have that. And it's a whole look. I was just upset that there was not a mini pink Corvette. That would have been the icing on the cake.
All right, coming up, get ready to be Rickrolled back to the 90s. A sneak peek at this summer's hottest tour.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Tomorrow on ET, our James Corden exclusive talking his late night exit and his next drop the mic moment.
We'll burn this bridge when we get to it, you know?
Then, before Top Gun Maverick flies into theaters, what you never knew about the original.
You'll just have to see.
Because, just to remind everybody, E.T. was on that set.
I mean, was there ever any doubt? Of course, we were everywhere. Now listen, before we go, put on your bamboo earrings, get your fanny packs on.
How excited are you right now? How excited are you?
The tour is here. Rick Astley, New Kids on the Block, In Vogue, and Salt-N-Pepa officially kicked off their tour in Cincinnati, Ohio. Go to nkotb.com to find out when it lands in your city. Listen, L.A., I'm in.
Can we just talk about In Vogue? Can we just talk about In Vogue, huh? Come on.
What a mighty good man. Night, everybody.
Sing it about me. Go ahead.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.